we do have some Guardians news to pass along. You heard it in Meredith's 2020. Alex Cobb is now going to the IL. We don't know for how long. We do know that we had to kind of skip a start over the LA series because of some issues, and now they have called prized prospect reliever Andrew Walters up, which honestly, I think, like a lot of people, I'm excited to see another, you know, hurler in the bullpen.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest with you. I think the Cobb thing and the, you know, Boyd struggled last night. This conversation continues to evolve with this Guardians rotation of when it comes to the playoffs, who gets the ball first?
Yeah. I mean, you could have made an argument for Alex Cobb just based on his experience and based on the way that he has pitched at times. But if you're talking about somebody who's going to be coming off the IL, doesn't have a lot of starts with the Guardians, still working his way back, somebody who's dealt with so many injuries throughout the course of his career, it's hard to put that level of pressure on him, considering it's going to be so close to him coming off this IL stint. And who knows? This is the kind of injury that could linger. This is the kind of injury that could affect the way that he throws certain pitches. And I just, Nick, to your point, if you look around the American League, there are very few teams, maybe Houston is the only other one, where you say, like, I don't know who's getting the ball in game one of the playoffs. Baltimore's going to go to Corbin, right? The Yankees have Gerrit Cole. Seattle has any number of their young pitchers, or they could go to Luis Castillo if they want to. The Royals would go to Cole Reagans. Maybe they would go to Waka for experience, but like...
Lugo.
Maybe Lugo
I would kind of be surprised if it wasn't Lugo, as a matter of fact, now that we said it.
I mean, for the Guardians, you're talking about Matthew Boyd? Maybe?
So, I think Boyd's like the second least likely guy to get the ball. And I think it's just pure stuff-based.
So you're just going to go with the guy who has the best stuff? The most overpowering stuff?
I think that's... Well, okay... It's like tiers.
Yeah.
I think you have to say, like, you know, Boyd and Lively are in a similar tier of stuff.
Okay.
And then I think Bybee's kind of the next tier up. And then I think Williams and Cobb are the next tier up.
Yeah.
So I think the first two tiers is where you're going to have to decide who's the guy. Because I think the downside of putting Boyd out there, if he's not fooling him, you might as well surrender game one.
Right.
Whereas if Boyd comes in like the fourth inning or fifth inning or sixth inning and his stuff isn't fooling him, well, then you just go to another reliever. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. As opposed to I now have to alter my starter plans. And that's saying as somebody who's coined, yeah, Boyd, who has been on the Boyd is a better pickup than people thought train.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Boyd and Lively are the two least likely guys. And to what you just said, I actually want to get back to something real quick before we continue going through names. You made a very astute point, which the Yankees know they're going to throw Gerrit Cole.
Yeah.
Burns for Baltimore. I think it's not an advantage. You'd rather have an ace to start game one and know he's going to get, you know, in a seven-game series, he's going to get one, he's going to get four, he's going to get seven. Mm-hmm. Same point. I do think that it offers you more flexibility where if you wanted to go to somebody with lesser stuff or if you wanted to say, all right, well, our guy with the best stuff is the youngest guy in the staff and I don't want to put him in that situation – I think it does offer you the flexibility to go to a Cobb if he's off the IL, to go to a Boyd, to go to somebody who has been in these situations before. You'd rather one thing, but the advantage you have is varying levels of stuff and experience, and you can kind of you manage the series, I think, a little bit differently, and that might actually help you in some series.
From my standpoint, I wish... The guy who has, you know, the skins on the wall and the experience, I wish they're a little bit better than Matthew Boyd and Alex Cobb.
Can we not lump them into the same crowd here?
You know what I mean?
Alex Cobb is an all-star last year.
Yes.
Alex Cobb has started multiple playoff games.
Uh-huh.
Like, Alex Cobb stuff-wise is...
It's better than Boyd.
By a significant margin with love and respect to, yeah, Boyd.
When healthy and effective... But that's the variable that is very difficult to try and figure out right now.
We've got effective, though.
I mean,
he
just hasn't been healthy.
So he just needs to be healthy for game one, and then we can go from there. I think it's Cobb. I don't know if it's a hot take because he's only had three starts in Cleveland.
Wow.
But we saw him start in 2013 against the Guardians in the wild card game. This is a guy who has multiple playoff runs and, you know, what is he, 33, 34?
I think he's 35, isn't
like,
he?
I made him younger?
Yeah, I think
but
he did.
But no, I mean, I think it's Cobb. If he's, with the caveat, I think he's got to have one start coming off the IL.
So that's the thing.
Yeah.
You got to see that he can be effective coming off the IL dealing with this blister finger thing.
Yeah. It can't be his first start. We agree on that.
Right. Because then that if he goes out there and that's still bothering him and he feels it in the first inning, the second inning, that changes your whole plan for the remainder of the series and you just don't want to get into a situation like that.
In that event, though, I'd probably go Cobb with Boyd, the next man up in the bullpen.
Why not Gavin?
I don't want to. I don't. He's not been where he needs to be this year, and I don't want to put that pressure on him.
Okay.
Because here's the thing: from a pure stuff point standpoint, Gavin Williams is the closest thing you'll have on the staff to Gerrit Cole.
Yeah, he's got the best stuff.
And I think he's your ace long term. This is his first toe in the water in the postseason. I don't want it to trial by fire in game one.
It's hard for me to, and I love his stuff. And I don't think they need a whole bunch from him. That's the thing about this situation for the Guardians. If you can just get a starter to go one time through the lineup, one and a half times through the lineup, and turn it over to the bullpen, Gavin's capable of overpowering those guys the first time through or whatever. It's also hard for me to shake the fact that when they played against the Dodgers most recently, dude couldn't find the strike zone, and when he's just not in command of his overpowering pitches,
yep,
he can't go an inning.
And I think that begs the question, if you're Steven Vogt, who do you trust in that first game to give you five? And I don't know if there's an answer. I would lean Cobb, but if he leaned Tanner, because that's the thing. Like, Cobb has the experience, Williams has the best stuff, and Bybee's been the most consistent.